Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, we're here on Overtime. Overtime is back. Where, where we answer your questions. Now that recreational marijuana use is becoming legal in more states and is gaining in popularity, will lawmakers ever admit that the war on drugs was basically ineffective? Well, you're the only lawmaker here.
We should have admitted it 10 years ago. I mean, I don't understand how we can't legalize marijuana in this country. I mean, you should think that that's one thing we can get bipartisan support for. Building.
Now, Nancy Mace, I think.
Yeah.
She's a Republican.
Yeah.
She's the one who, I said this years ago, I said the Republicans are going to steal this issue from the Democrats if the Democrats don't jump on it. She's the one introducing legislation to nationally make marijuana legal. I mean.
Yeah, it's funny. I once interviewed Pablo Escobar's son, Sebastian Marroquin. And he
Pablo
said to me,
Escobar.
Yeah, his son, not, it used to be called Pablo Escobar Jr., but he changed his name for obvious reasons. And he said to me,
that's not El Chapo.
No.
He's the original OG, Escobar, right? Not really.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the one from, right.
Exactly. And Pablo
Narco season one.
Exactly.
I have to get my drug lord straight. Okay.
His son said to me, the only thing my father truly feared was the legalization of drugs, right? Because it would have bankrupted him.
Well, so did Al Capone. Worry about liquor being legal, yes.
Exactly. And one of the tragedies of this, as you know, I wrote a whole book about this called Chasing the Scream. One of the tragedies of this is there are so many people dying in this country who would have lived if they had been in, say, Portugal, where they decriminalized all drugs, took all the money they currently spend on, they used to spend on fucking people's lives up, shaming them and imprisoning them, and spent it all instead on turning their lives around. And they went from having the worst drug problem in the European Union to the lowest drug problem in the European Union. That enormous numbers of people are dying who could live.
We'll say.
That your magazine's brilliant on this, by the way.
Yeah, that question did ask, when are we going to admit the whole war on drugs was a mistake, not just the marijuana bit.
Good
so I'm waiting for the rest as well.
And your magazine's amazing on this issue.
There's a gauntlet thrown down. What do you make of that?
Well, I think
not just pot. Are you for anything else being legal?
I'm for looking at the decriminalization of certain drugs, but let's start with the Marijuana Justice Act, and let's start with the legalization.
Just like in real life, we start with pot, then we move on to better drugs.
We don't even have a majority right now for marijuana.
If marijuana legalization is the gateway drug to legalizing everything else, I am 1,000% for it.
And it's important for people to know that legalizing drugs means different things for different drugs. In the same way that here, it's legal to own a dog, a monkey, and a lion, but the rules are different, right? In the same way, different countries have legalized drugs in different ways. Switzerland, for example, legalized heroin. If you've got a heroin problem, they assign you to a clinic, you get it legally. Since they did that, you know how many people have died on legal heroin in the 15 years since they did that? Zero. Not one person. More people have died since we started doing this fucking overtime of heroin overdoses in this country than have died in the 15 years of legal heroin in Switzerland.
You can own a lion?
Didn't you watch Tiger King?
Of course I did not watch Tiger King. Of course I wouldn't patronize something like that.
Really?
But you could. Oh. No.
Interesting.
No. Just no. I once went to a party. This guy had a camel in the fucking. It was in the beginning of a building. He had a theme party.
Camel?
Yes. I was like, there's one thing if you had a big baller mansion out in the, with a lot of. Yeah, it was in a Billy. There's a camel in the lobby. I get up to his apartment, and there's a tiger in the back. And like I said, I'm a PETA board. I was like, I started to make
it. In the United States or something?
This was in L.A.
What did you do?
You can rent a camel to have in your life. I don't know if it was a Christmas party. I don't know what the fuck it was. And I started making. I was getting madder and madder and madder. And there was celebrities there. I started to get them involved. I said, tell this guy.
Oh my God.
And he's a friend of mine.
Did
I love
the guy.
Did
you let the camel loose?
No, but I'm almost got everybody behind me, and Arnold Schwarzenegger walks in and goes, "Where's the tiger?"
That's pretty good.
Catherine, which country most closely resembles a libertarian-run government, and what could America learn from them?
I regret to inform you that America most resembles a libertarian-run government, which means that we are a long way from libertarian ideals. But
in the whole world?
I think so at this point. I mean, you know, there are bits and pieces of other places that I would love to see us borrow, but I think that there's, you know, the thing that I think people who are asking that question mean is they mean to say, hey, you know, where's your libertarian paradise? Maybe it can't work, or maybe sometimes they like to make Somalia jokes. And, you know, I think that really misses the point, which is that for me, libertarianism is directional. It's let's go toward more freedom. Let's give people more choices. Let's let people make their own decisions where we can. And maybe we're never going to get to an ideal. I don't think, you know, I think a lot of political ideals are like that. But in the U.S., we really do have very, very powerful founding principles and norms that conform to libertarianism in a lot of ways. We let people make their own choices. We let people bear the consequences of those choices.
I mean, less what and people less, get but... is, I mean, we tax way too much, especially in this state. But
you're still here, Bill. You're still, here.
Still here? Is that the bench? I'm just still here. I'm alive.
Actually, speaking of marijuana legalization, this state also has taxed way too much on that and kept the black market alive.
But as much as we tax, we do. I mean, we don't limit. Somebody once put it this way: you won't cut down the tall trees.
Right, and
I
think.
All the immigrants I know, like from countries where, like, you think, oh, you're from France. That's not a country people usually like, oh, I got to get out of here. Or Canada. They say, that's why I want to be here. Because there is still here a sense of freedom. There's so many shitty things about this country. But you can invent yourself, reinvent yourself over and over, and you can get as high up in the tree, no one will stop you, where they don't feel that in France.
Right. And I think the reason that that's so important is not just because individual people want that for themselves. It's also because we have huge problems. This world has huge problems.
Right.
And I really don't think we're going to solve them by rearranging the resources we have. We're not going to solve them by taxing a little more here and moving the money. We're going to solve them by innovating. We're going to solve them by somebody thinking up something big and new. And America makes space for that in a way that other countries don't.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.